Okay, would you say down your hunkers? Or is that
Sandy County? I heard that, but I don't know really what to, that'd all be down about the same, something down some way.
Yeah, okay, you say somebody's been sick, you say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit.
Puny.
Okay, any other words?
Well, padded, looks a bit weak.
Okay, but somebody who's in real good shape and can lift heavy weights and help work, real healthy.
Strong.
Okay. Any other word?
Strong as ox.
Okay. Or you might say so-and-so is big and
strong.
Okay. Would you use the word stout?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, that means, it has two meanings. It means strong, but it also means fat. Not people don't know anybody real fat. They don't want to say fat, they'll say stout. But really stout means real strong as a root.
Okay. Would you ever use the word stout talking about butter that was turning bad?
Yeah, I guess it's, when you go to get strong, rancid, maybe you say stout.
Okay. And someone who's really easy to get along with, you say that he's very
pleasant, easy to get along with, I got a pleasant disposition.
Okay. Would you use that word pleasant talking about, a horse? Would you talk about animals?
Well, they gentle. I don't know. You'd say, you'd come here and say they're gentle. If they're easy to get along with, a gentle horse wouldn't say pleasant rather than a horse.
Okay. And say someone like a teenage boy that just seems to be all arms and legs and just stumbles and drops things.
You'd say he's donkey.
Yeah.
Awkward, in other words.
Okay. And if someone just kept on doing things that didn't make any sense, you might say that he's just a plain
pest and bore.
Okay. Would you use the word fool about a person?
Yeah, that's when they sort of don't think they're smarter than they ought to be. You might say they're a fool.
Okay. And someone who never spends any money, you call him a
miser.
Okay.
Stingy goods.
Okay. Any other word? You ever say tight?
That was, yeah.
Okay, when you use the word common about a person, what is that?
Well, you generally, when you say common, you refer to their morals, or maybe not up to standard. They look more. Just not as good a person as you. As you think I would think of it.
Yeah.
Low character, low morals, or something like that.
Okay, does it have a different type meaning when you talk about a girl being very common?
Well, it would just be the same as morals. Still, you just say that they didn't have the morals weren't as high as you as the average, I think, a girl or a boy, either one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, talking about an old person, about 80 or so, who was still real active and got along real well, and didn't get tired out. You'd say that they were
very active.
Okay. Or you say that they're mighty. What? Do you use the word like spry or
pretty? Spry, pretty. Either one. You say they offer spry for their age.
Okay. Would you use that word spry talking about children?
Well, yes. They are real active, real agile about getting around. You might say they're spry.
Okay. And say your children are out later than usual. You say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little
worried.
Or a little
disturbed.
Or a little uneasy.
Okay.
Yeah, uneasy. Word, I guess, would be the word used most, but uneasy would be. It means the same thing.